Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Russia and China may hinder the United States-North Korean summit. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to help us understand this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The White House announced that North Korean summit with the United States, Kim and Trump together in Singapore. It's on now, June 12. It's back on schedule. What are your thoughts?
Well, on again, off again, on again. It does look like it's going to happen, but the president himself in recent days has been downplaying expectations. He's said on television that everything will not be resolved in one meeting. It might be two meetings, it might be three, it might be more. But the goal is a scheduled and verifiable total denuclearization of North Korea, and we'll have to see what the North Koreans are demanding in exchange, because I would be shocked if they were going to give up a serious nuclear weapons program, perhaps as many as 30 nuclear warheads, in exchange for nothing. So, as the Zen master says, Jimmy, we'll see.
Well, let me factor in this. The foreign minister of Russia came in to meet with Kim there in North Korea this week. Kim has already met with the lifelong president of China. And in fact, Vladimir Putin invited Kim to come to Moscow. Is that going to throw a wrench in the whole situation?
It could indeed. That's why I say we'll see. Keep a very close eye on what the Russians and the Chinese are doing. The Russians were beginning to feel left out. They're a neighbor, just as they are a neighbor of China. And now both of those countries are seeing the United States coming to play the principal role in North Korea's future. I don't know exactly what the Russians will do, but my expectation is they will do their best to make this as unsuccessful and unproductive a summit as possible.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind how Russia and China may hinder the United States-North Korean summit if the summit actually does take place. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman knows the political maneuvers behind the upcoming U.S.-North Korean summit. Ken revealed to us how Russia and China may well play a role in this upcoming summit. Let me remind you that all of the nations mentioned in this report have a part in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, except the United States. North Korea and China are listed in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. That would be the kings of the East. And Russia, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2, when Russia will lead the coalition of Islamic nations to wipe Israel off the earth. With the absence of the United States, these prophecies could be fulfilled very soon now, which is an absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...